Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, it's another week that the Lord has brought us through, oh God. And we just thank him on today. He's worthy of the praise, all the glory, and all the honor belong to him on today. We just thank him. We just praise him. We worship him. We magnify him. We exalt his holy and righteous name on today. We just thank him. Can't thank him and praise him enough. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, just look back over your life on today and see what God has brought you through. Oh, God, it was nobody but him. Oh, God, he's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. Oh, yes, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in him on today. Lord, we just thank you and praise you, and we honor you, we worship you, and we magnify you. We continue to exalt your holy and righteous name. Think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay on today. Have your way. I pray for the listeners on today, oh God, that you will touch your hearts and their mind before time is too late, and you will draw them to the foot of the cross, saying, what must I do to be saved in these last and evil days, we pray. Amen. God bless you. We just thank God. As I said, we thank God for another day that he's kept us and how he held back the hands of death on today. He just came by and touched us, oh God, and gave us a little longer to run on and see what the end going to be in this last hour. There's so much going on, I tell you, in this world from week to week and from day to day and from minute to minute and every second of the day, I tell you, is so much going on. Jesus is soon to come. Oh, my God. And the devil knows it. He knows that he's running out of time. And he's running. He's running after everyone that he can get. We read on last week how he said he's going to and fro in the earth. We live in the earth, y'all. Come on, wake up. Everything is changing, but thank God his word is remaining the same. He said his word will never change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I know they saying God's doing a new thing now, and out with the old and in with the new. That is the spirit of deception on today. The word of God said many shall be deceived in this last hour. Many shall walk away and turn away from truth in this last day. He said they will have itching ears, oh God. They want to hear what they want to hear and do what they want to do. But, oh, no, you want to make heaven your home. You can't do what you want to do. You can't say what you want to say. You can't go where you want to do. Go. In this last hour, we must follow the instructions of the word of God. The Bible is our basic instruction before leaving the earth. I tell you, this is the only book on the face of the earth that are telling us what's taking place right now around about us, oh God. We just thank him on today. Oh, we need to run like never before. Run and get your neighbor. Run and get your friend. Run, 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 run for your life and on today. And take somebody with you. Oh, God. The enemy comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life. He don't care about you. Oh, the devil don't care about you. His mission says in John 10:10, he said, I come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. That don't sound like nobody that love you. I'm telling you. But God said, I come to give you life. And that life more abundant, that's the one that love you. Oh, yes, I tell you. You know, I was listening on yesterday. I heard a young man who went into the mall and, you know, just had a Jesus shirt on, and they didn't even want him in the mall. Oh, my God, there's something about the name Jesus that makes the enemy, oh, he gets so uncomfortable. He just get in an uproar. He gets really mad when you call that name of Jesus, because there's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, so they wanted to put the young man out of the mall for having a Jesus shirt on. But quite naturally, you can go in the mall with all these demonic faces on your shirt and, you know, and demonic words and talking about Lucifer and talk about anything, sexual perversion all on your shirt. You can say anything but the name of Jesus, because the devil know he's running out of time. He know that Jesus is soon to come. Oh, God, the Antichrist spirit is all around about us, anti. Everything wants to be anti, against God, against the Christians, against those that love God, against those that's calling out the name of Jesus, and those that are pointing you to Jesus on today. We're trying to point you to him. Oh, it's appointed to man once to die, and then there's judgment. Oh, the devil's trying to fool you to make you think that he don't exist. Oh, he exists. Who's killing? Who's stealing? Who's destroying people's lives on today? It's not the true and living God, but it's the enemy on today. It's that kingdom of darkness versus the kingdom of light. Oh, we've been talking about the invisible kingdom that is now visible for everyone to see. Oh, yes. Oh, things that have been hidden for years. Oh, God, he said there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. Oh, you thought it was hidden and won't come back up. Oh, yeah, it's coming up. Oh, it's coming up again. He said there's nothing new under the sun on today. Oh, I just thank God. I tell you, I get upset when I look around and I see all the violence and the suicide and the killing here and the killing there. You can't even go to the grocery store. You know, Walmart had another shooting in the schools, and even our babies are now picking up weapons. Oh, my God, the devil don't care who he used. He wants to use you if you are available. He don't care who you are. He wants your soul. He wants to take you out. And the enemy wants you to think that, you know, that now it's all about, I heard the Jakes, Sarah Jakes talking about preaching about evolving. Oh, we're not like a door. You're just going in and out of any kind of door. No, Jesus is the door. He is the way. He's the truth. And he's the life on today. If you want eternal life with Christ, you need to go through the door. You must enter at the door. And the door is Jesus. Jesus is the only way. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. And he's life for you today. Oh, all he wants you to do is just open up your heart on today and let him in. We're going to the word of God. We thank God on today. We pray you to have an ear. Some people have an ear on the side of their head, but we want you to have an ear with your heart. Let him speak to your heart. Let him change your life. He will give you a peace that surpasses your own understanding. So many things are happening around about. Like I said, there's suicide. I mean, people are losing their mind. The enemy still, he's still using you when you kill yourself. Oh, that's selfish. Selfishness. To destroy your life, it's the enemy wants to destroy you. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it on today. The word will change your life. If you listen to the word with your heart and your ears, he will change your life. Only Jesus can change you. Only Jesus can make you whole. Only Jesus can save your soul. No other way. There are not many ways to get to him You must come through the door. That door is Jesus. And like I said on earlier, you know, even you can't even go in the mall now with the name Jesus on your shirt. The man, the security guard or officer or whatever he was determined not to let the young man in the mall because of the name of Jesus. That right there should let you know that there is power in the name of Jesus. It disturbs the enemy when you call on the name of Jesus and when you trust in Jesus. Okay, let's get to the word of God on today. We're going to start from John chapter 21, chapter 20 and verse 31. And it reads, we want you to know that Jesus is real. He's real. I'm going to let my daughter read. John chapter 20 and verse 31.
But written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life.
Oh, there's no other name. She just read it. She said, but these are written. This is written for you that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Son of God. He is still the Son of God. I know people, I mean, the enemy is messing with people's mind so bad to now they say they are Jesus. I am Jesus. Rum Ike said that years ago, that same spirit that, you know, that people thought was hidden is back again. There is nothing hidden that should not be revealed. That same spirit where he was preaching and teaching and got people all mixed up and worked up years ago is back again talking about I am Jesus. No, you're not Jesus. There's only one Jesus, and that Jesus was from Nazareth. Only one Jesus from Nazareth. There are many people that call their children, name their children Jesus. And, you know, but there's only one Jesus from Nazareth that will save your soul and make you whole on today. And she just read and said, and if you believe on it, ye might have life through his name. His name is Jesus. Come on, say Jesus. Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. We thank him on today. We're going to, now we're going to, now that we know there's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, can you go to Psalms 139 and 13? Because power in the name of Jesus. I just want to read this because that goes back to what I was just saying, you know, with this evolving. We ain't evolving from nowhere. That's something that the enemy is trying to trick people's mind up and make them think you evolving. Evolving from where? You came from your mother's womb. Read Psalm 139 and 13.
For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb.
Right. Mother's womb. That don't sound like I was evolving, and it ain't the Big Bang Theory. No. You boom, and here I am in the cosmos, in the atmosphere. Oh, no, it said out of my mother's womb. He made male and female, and out of the mother's womb, the woman, not the male, the woman womb, he gave us life on today. Let's go to Genesis. Because somebody said, hey, I come from my mother's womb. Oh, yes, I came from my mother's womb, and it was Jesus, that it was God that made us and not we ourselves. Can you say that? It's God that made us and not we ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis 1 and 1. Reads as, we don't give you nothing but the word of God. That's the only thing that's going to save you. That's the only thing going to keep you is the word of God. That's why the enemy don't want you to read your word. people go to church and they sit up under the minister and they listen to what they say. They don't even get a Bible and see if what they're saying is true. I mean, you know, they got all these different kinds of versions out here. I mean, even the gay got a Bible. They got a gay Bible. The bishop, T.D. Jakes, got a Bible. All these ministers making their own Bible with their own thoughts. No, the word of God said our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not God's ways. And it said don't add or take away from this word. And they are adding and they're taking away when they using their own thoughts. We must stick to the word of God. It's life in the word of God, y'all. We want to make heaven our home. I know they're saying, oh, even Jason, I'm talking about, it's my heaven is here on earth. It's not what the Bible says. He didn't say that when he first came out. He didn't say that. He was saying what the word said. But now, along the way, you know, men have gotten their head have gotten so big, people have pumped them up, and they think that they are God. So now they're twisting and changing the word of God. Y'all better search the scripture for yourself and see what the word of God is saying in this last hour. The Antichrist spirit is among us. Did you? And that's great.
Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Okay. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Who did it? God did it. In the beginning, God created. It wasn't the cosmos. It wasn't the Big Bang. In the beginning. What did it say?
Created the heaven and the earth.
All right. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. It didn't even say hell. Because hell did not exist at that time. Hell came when Lucifer was in heaven and he wanted to take over heaven, just like these men today want to take over the earth and don't want to do what God said. They want to make their own pathway, saying that all roads leading to Rome. No, all roads need to be leading to Jesus. Jesus is the only way to heaven. All roads lead to heaven if you want to go there. Now we're going to Colossians. There's 1:16. At 16, the word is the only thing going to change us, y'all. The only thing that's going to keep us. The only thing that's going to preserve us in this last hour. I mean, you go to the grocery store. I mean, the price of everything is so high. You better trust God. He said, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto you. That means he's going to take care of you. He'll handle the things that you need. He's going to provide for us. He provides for the birds. And he provides for, you know, he will provide for us if we trust him.
Colossians, when you said all roads lead to Rome,
leading to Rome,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And only God's way leads to heaven.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for that. Colossians 1:16. I'll read. Yes, you'll read. For by him, who is him? By God, were all things created. It said by God now, all things, I don't care what you see, visible, it's God made it. He said, for by him, with this God, were all things created and are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion or principalities or powers. All things. Did it say some things? All things were what? Created by who? By him. Not them. Not those preachers that you lifting up and looking to in this last hour that's got to give an account just like you, got to stand before God just like you. No. It says created by him and for him. He made us to glorify him. He made us to worship him. He made us to praise him. None other. Nobody else should get the glory and praise and honor from God. should not take it from him. If you was sick, he healed your body. I mean, we've been in situations, and none of these pastors and preachers were there. Only God was there, and he fixed it for you. He worked that out for you. He touched your body. He covered you. Even in danger situations, seen and unseen danger, he protected us. What an awesome God. It says, and by him all things is before all things, and by him all things consist. Nothing exists without Christ, y'all. Nothing. And he is the head of the body and the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and that is all things he made, might have the preeminence. For it pleases the Father that in him should all fully dwell. Fullness dwell. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to Nehemiah 9 and 6. Nothing was made apart from him. Nothing exists. I know they're saying, you know, man's power. No, man has no power without God. We can't do anything. Man has no power. If God don't come by and touch us with a finger of love and wake us up in the morning, you're going to lay right there like a dead man or a dead woman. You can't do anything apart from the one that made you. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Thank God for knowing that he is God. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Thou even though art Lord alone.
Hold it.
Say it again. Thou even though art Lord alone. He's Lord alone. Alone. Not these preachers with you that, you know, just got y'all head looking to them and trusting in them, trusting in man. The Bible said put no trust in man. I mean, people are giving these men that think they're building their empires, they're giving them the glory. They're giving them the honor that's due to only the true and living God. Don't do that. Read.
Though even thou art Lord alone, thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the Lord and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all. And the host of heaven worship thee.
Amen. So it says, thou, Lord, alone, thou hast made us, made the heaven and the heavens of heaven with all their hosts, talking about the angels, the earth, and all the things that are therein, everything. He said the seas and all that is in therein, the fishes that's in the sea, everything that's in the sea, he made it. And thou preservest it, them all. He keeps it. He feeds them. He provides for them, just like he provides for us. And the hosts of heaven worship thee. Everything give praises to the Lord. When you see the trees just swarming from side to side, giving him worship, you hear the birds chirping, oh, worshiping God. You see the flowers moving from side to side. Oh, yes, every breath, praise the Lord. We thank God. The wind that blows is the breath of life for the flowers, for the trees. Oh, yes. And we can't see the wind, but we know it exists. And just like we can't see God, but we know he exists because we can feel him. Just like the trees feel him and they move. We feel him and we move. He breathed the breath of life and said, Let your golden moments roll on a little bit longer. He gives us a breath of life. There's life in the blood of Jesus. You need the breath of life in your body to live. And he preserves us. He keeps us every day when he wakes us up and starts us on our way. Now we're just giving you the word. We pray that you'll go back and read these scriptures and know who it is that's keeping you every day. That's, you know, when the enemy talks to your mind and tell you, you know, there is no hope and tell you just end your life, run to this word and know that God loves you and you can talk to him about anything and everything. And not only can you just talk to him, but he will talk to you. He will lead you and guide you into all truth. He will talk to you. Talk to him just like I'm talking to you today. You can just talk to him. You don't have to say no lavish words or, you know, no fancy words to God. Just speaking from your heart, being honest with God. Lord, I know I need a Savior. God, I know I don't want to live like this. I don't want to live without you, God. I need you, Jesus, in my life. You know, I need you. Just cry out to him. When you feel like all hope is gone, cry out to him. Don't even wait until you feel like all hope is gone. You know, just call on him. And he promised that he will hear and answer our prayers on today. And we thank him on today for that. Now we're going to Romans 11 and 36. I get so excited. Oh, my God. I get so excited about the word of God, hoping that it'll change somebody's life, hoping that you will hear with your spiritual ears, your heart on today, and just say, Lord, I need you. I see all these things happening around about me, God, and I heard about you, God, and I know and I believe that you are real, God. Come into my heart, save me, change my life, keep me. The word of God said he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I know that this nation is talking about world peace, but the word of God said there's not going to be any peace until the Prince of Peace returns. This world ain't getting no better. It says it's going to get worse and worse as we get close to the end time, and we can see it. It's getting worse. The violence still in the land, every wicked imagination, I'm telling you, things that you just wouldn't believe people would do, killing their children, putting them in the trunk of their car, kill them and put them in the woods, kill them and put them in the dumpster. Oh, my God. That's the devil. He's destroying people's lives. He's talking to your mind. It's the battle of your mind. He knows. That's when you send those thoughts, those evil thoughts, those wicked thoughts to your mind. Let him transform your mind with the word of God and build your hope on things eternal. Stuff here on earth is not eternal. It's going to rot. You know, everything is going to go down. But the word of God, they're building up and they're tearing down. Oh, but God's word will stand. Having done all to remain standing on truth, y'all. He said, let us contend for the faith. We got to continue to say what God's words say. Don't have those itching ears in this last hour. Just want to hear what you want to hear and do what you want to do. That's the Aleister Crowley doctrine that, you know, you saw on Jay-Z's shirt, do thy will is the rule of thoughts for today. No. He was the wickedest man. Aleister Crowley, they say he was the wickedest man that ever lived. And now people are using that same doctrine, that same teaching, and you walking around here and you don't even understand. You are what you wear. You are what you know. I mean, if you wearing a shirt, you promoting it. You know, if you wearing a shirt with evil on, you promoting evil. If you're wearing a shirt with Jesus on it, you promote good thing. You promote Jesus Christ. Evidently, it's something about the name Jesus on your shirt. You know, because the devil don't want to see it. He don't want to see the name of Jesus. He don't want to hear about the name of Jesus. But you can wear all this demonic stuff on your shirt, on your clothes, and you are branded. You are wearing the brand. So you're promoting whoever you wear their brand. You're promoting it, and you're helping them to get rich, and you're getting poor. You know, I think a kind of, I talked to a brother this week, and I was telling him I was in the store the other day, and I don't buy eggs from Family Dollar or anything, but I just happened to glance that way because I was on the aisle. The thing said $5 and some cents. I had to take a double take. I said, $5.07. So I was talking to this brother, and I was telling him this week, I said, I saw in Family Dollar some eggs for $5. He said, $5. He said, I just paid $20 for some eggs, 24 in the white cotton, like 24 eggs in the cotton. I'm telling you, time is winding up. Jesus is soon to come. The word of God is being fulfilled, y'all. It's in the word. The Antichrist is getting ready for, you know, the beast system. Everything is being put in place right now. You know, some places you go, we even went to the place where you buy a salad. What is it? Gourmet game. They're not even taking cash no more. You know, some places don't. Everything is going to be a cashless society. Everything. The Bible is warning us, y'all. And the word of God talks about it in Revelation chapter 1. You know, it says a blessing to read in the book of Revelation. These pastors and preachers are not going into that book because that book will really open up your eyes to a lot of things that's taking place. But because they're up under that 501c3, they ain't preaching. They ain't preaching about sin. They ain't preaching about repentance. They're not leading you to salvation. They're telling you, you are right, just like you are. And you know what? And the devil is happy that you believe what they're saying because you're still going to stay the same way you were when you were born. The Bible said we were born in sin. So if you don't be born again, you still have that nature of sin. And that's what the enemy wants. So he's still happy when you don't repent and turn from your sin. Jesus was sent to save us from our sin and to restore us back where Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the garden and brought on death. That's why we die, because we're the offspring of Adam and Eve. So it's appointed unto man once to die, and then judgment is coming. But in the book of Revelation, it talks about there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth here. You know, just like the old earth was cleansed after Noah, you know, and we are the generation behind Noah. So just like the flood came and Noah, people didn't want to hear because it had never rained. So they said, oh, he a crazy old man. What is he talking about? It's going to rain. It ain't never rained before. Because back in Genesis, it talks about there was like an irrigation system that the water was coming up from the ground. It had never came down from the sky. But I'm telling you, if you don't read the word and find out what the word says, you're going to be deceived. The word of God said there's going to be many deceived. The Bible says there's a wide road. A lot of people going to be on that wide road. That's why everybody sees somebody doing something, everybody get with it. You don't find out where it came from. You don't find out what's behind it. You don't find out what spirit is behind it. But you just do it because everybody's doing it. Well, there's going to be many on that road to destruction. But the Bible says on this straight and narrow path, there's going to be few, just a few. Every now and then you will see a saint on this way, on this path, that wants to be separated from the world. You got to be separated. We can't be like the world and expect to win the world. How are you going to win them with their own stuff? There's no change. There has got to be a change. They got to see a change in you, a change in your walk, a change in your talk. When Christ come in for real, he said, behold, all things become new. I tell you, this mouth that I had that was filthy, God cleaned it up for me. Nobody could clean my mouth but him. He brought me He brought me through many things. I'm telling you, nobody but him could cleanse me, could keep me. He said, I'm able to keep you from falling if you believe it. He's been keeping me. Over 40, almost 48 years, he's been keeping me. He's a keeper, y'all. He said, I will keep them perfect peace whose mind stayed on thee. You can see all these things going on around about you and you not be a part of it. I used to drink. I don't drink. I don't desire to drink, you know, because Christ, when he comes in, he changes you. He changes your mind. He changes your heart. He changes everything there is about you. That's the kind of God we serve. He's a mighty God. There's been people that was on drugs and crack cocaine and heroin and used to be an alcoholic. My husband used to be an alcoholic. God delivered him and set him free from the hands of the enemy. Nobody could do that but God, but an awesome God. Sometimes we've been through things that we didn't understand, and then we feel like if we get, you know, to drink it away or we smoke it away and it's going to go away. It's not going to go away. Only thing can wash away your sin and wash away those thoughts and wash away those hurts and renew your mind is the word of God. Jesus, he's the answer. He's the answer for you today. Call on him. And he promised he will hear and answer your call. Now, we were, I get carried away, but where were we? In Romans, what is Romans? Okay, Romans 11 and 36, honey. For of him and through him and to him are all things. To him, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
Amen. To what?
To whom be glory forever. Amen.
That's God. He's the only one that deserves honor and glory and praise to our God, y'all. Not to a man that, like I said, got to stand before God just like you, got to give an account of everything just like you. Why put your trust in a man? I don't care how rich he is or how poor he is. You know, it's appointed unto a man wants to die. Two facts. There was a fact you was born, and there's a fact you're going to die. And nobody can change that. You can be the richest man out here. Go to the graveyard. Look around. You can see a lot of people that had a plenty of money. And they got a tombstone. So it doesn't matter about what you accumulate here on this earth. You came with nothing. And you're going to leave with nothing. The word of God says you were formed from the dust. And ashes, you're going back to the earth. As much as you love one another, there's going to be a separation period. And then there's going to be a new heaven that I was just talking about in the book of Revelation. No more dying, no more crying, no more sorrow. All of that is going to be washed away. Oh, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. For the old heaven and earth shall pass away. And that's where I believe that this new world order, you know, the devil to everything that, you know, that's real, the devil imitates. So now, before the end of the earth, they want to say a new world order because they don't want to follow God's order no more. They don't want to follow the Ten Commandments. You know, they took the Ten Commandments out of the school and they out of the court system. You want to be anti-God, everything. Don't want God in nothing. Don't want him in your home. You don't want him in the school. Now you got school shooting in your home. You're killing one another. You don't want God. And when you don't want God, only thing you left with is chaos. Destruction. We need God. He made us. And we read it this morning. He made us for his purpose, his glory, to honor him, to worship him, to praise him. So we need to get our focus back off these men that are using you for your money. I mean, these $100 lines, $200 lines, I mean, $1,000 lines. Oh, my God. They have a conference. $300 and $400 and $500, some even $1,000. Oh, my God, wake up. Wake up. The enemy is using them to deceive you, to lead you astray, to put your trust in a man or a woman that's got to give an account to God. There's going to be a separation, like I said, only two places. Either you want to heaven or hell. I know everybody trying to say now you can live like the devil and make it to heaven. That's not what the word say. You can't change the word. The word is still truth. The word is still right. Even if you tore it out of this Bible, it still exists. It ain't going away because you want it to go away, but you want to keep heaven. That's the thing. Everybody in heaven now. You got people that drink, smoke, sex it up, do it all. They go into heaven. The devil has blinded your mind to untruth. He's blinded your ears that you can't hear truth. That's that itching ear. Just want to hear what you want to hear because you want to do what you want to do. But doing what you want to do will get you in trouble. It will get you separated from God. It will get you fire and brimstone. That's what it will get you. It said it won't have no liars. No liars in heaven. Everything got to be righteous. We got to live right, y'all. Live as best as you know, according to the word of God. Get it on the inside. He wants to live inside your heart. As small as your heart is, it's a big God. He's so big, he can live in your heart, as small as it is. That's an awesome God. He made your heart. He made us. He made everything it is about you, and he will change you. He loves you. He came to restore you back to a relationship with Christ where they didn't listen, you know, and that's what's going on today. Nobody wants to hear. It's rebellion. The spirit of rebellion is as the form of witchcraft. It's witchcraft all around about you. I mean, people trying to work spells and putting stuff in people's food and all this stuff, you know. But in the book of Mark said, if you eat anything or drink anything deadly, it shall not harm you. But you better be on Jesus' side because, see, now the devil got power, but he don't have all power. That's what you need to recognize. We know the devil got power. Who's killing, stealing, and destroying? The devil. So he has power, but he don't have all power. Mighty God, get on that side. You know, the Bible says, whose side are you on? Stand up and be counted. If you're on the Lord's side, stand up and be counted. Cross on over. Lord, I'm tired of the way I'm thinking, the way, I mean, most of us spend more of our time on the phone, you know, looking at our phone and looking at people's lives. And not changing ours, not getting our lives changed. You know, it's just like people that go to church. They go to church, I mean, to pack the place. You reach the building, but you never reach God. You never reach a relationship with God. You listen to the preacher, you go out and you shake his hand and go on about your business and stuff. That's not a relationship with God. That's going in and shaking a pastor's hand. You might get a relationship with him, but that's not a relationship with God. You know, you ain't going to talk to that pastor after you leave. The same spirits that were talking to you when you went in them doors is going to be talking to you when you leave. But see, when you talk to God, then you know his voice. Get familiar with him and get a relationship with him. He will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will open doors. He will supply every need for you when you trust him. That's what I did for over 40-something years ago. I invited Christ in my heart. And he said, you know, I made a vow to him, and I won't take it back. He made a vow to me. He promised me. You know, I said, Lord, if you hear my body, if you save my soul, I'll run on to see what the end going to be. I'm running on, y'all, to see what the end going to be. There's going to be an end to this thing. You know, as we were just talking about, you know, the economy and the changes all around about us, the changes in your community, the changes in your church, the changes in the school, the changes everywhere, in the workplace. Oh, there are changes everywhere. But God said he promised he would take care of us if we trust him. Put your trust in him. He's knocking at the door of your heart saying, let me in.
I want to lead and guide you. He don't want to drive you like that purpose-driven book that Rick Warren wrote. Our God do not drive us. See, y'all don't pay attention to nothing. What you need to do is pay attention to what's being presented to you, because, see, that book made him thousands of dollars, probably billions of dollars, but it's not the word of God. He don't drive us. He leads us. He guides us through truth, his word. It's a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path. And there's been a lot of dark days, and there's some dark times now. Everywhere is darkness. But Jesus said, I'm the light. So if Jesus is light, and we're supposed to be a representative of light, then why anybody want to be in the dark? Jesus is the light. Singing in the dark, preaching in the dark, everything in the dark. That is darkness, and it does not represent Jesus Christ, because he is the light of the world. Come on out in the dark. Turn the lights back on in the church. Take the theater lights out. And the lights that's in there now, the psychedelic lights and stuff, that's what I dance with in the club. I mean, you know, it's dark in there. Everybody feeling on everybody. You don't know who's feeling you. Oh, no, turn them lights on. Jesus wants to touch you. And he wants to touch your heart. He wants to make you whole. And he wants to lead and guide you to all truth through his word today. Let him in. Let him in. Did we finish reading, or did we read Romans 11? I get carried away. We read that, right? Okay, let us go to Hebrew. Oh, no, go to Matthew 28 and 18. Now, see, this is the only thing going to keep you in this last hour. I'm telling you, it's going to be the word of God. When you home alone, oh, my God, and the devil talking to you and telling you there's no hope, feel like everything's caving in on you, oh, this word right here will comfort you. It will comfort you. Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 reads, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. I just told y'all that. I said the devil got power, but he got all power. Can you read that again?
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Hey, I tell you, yes, Lord, all power given unto him. To him. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And then in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 7, and it reads, it says, and then shall the dust return to the earth. It's talking about us, y'all. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. So ashes to ashes and dust to dust, y'all. We are, my husband would say, we're just dust on duty for the Lord. Yes, he made you out of the dust of the earth. Oh, yes. What an awesome God. Revelation 4 and 11. You may say, I don't have time for all this reading. Yes, you do. You can make time. You have time on that cell phone. You got time, you know, for Facebook and Instagram and all this other stuff. Oh, you got time. If you ain't got time, you make time. Because you wouldn't have any time if it weren't for God. Any time. Couldn't do anything. All the time belongs to him. Yeah.
Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power.
Yes, yes.
For thou hast created all things.
All things.
And for thy pleasure, they are and were created.
Yeah. We were created for him. We were created to worship our Lord. Did you just read that? ourselves are worthy, oh Lord, to receive what? Glory, the honor, the praises, and power. For thou hast what? Created all things. Oh, come on now. We're gonna get rid of all this evolution, revolution, and all this evolving, and oh my God, and this karma. Oh, that's another thing. That's another spirit that the devil is using, that Hindu God. The people talking about karma. He'd be like, karma? Yeah, okay. This all this new age stuff that the enemy been hiding and you know, and stuff, it ain't nothing here that should not be revealed. God is pulling the cover. He's revealing. If you just open your eyes, open your heart, and see, hid shall not be revealed. All these secret societies, secret, you know, organizations that people been in for years. Oh, this is our secret over here. You can't know about our secret over here. Oh, everything is out now. But, you know, it's because the Bible said there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. Come on. The word of God says in Revelation, it said, I am Alpha and Omega. Yeah. He said, look, I'm the beginning and I'm the end. He's Alpha. He's Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end, y'all. Oh, I seen Kirk Franklin and Joy Osteen all the time. And Oprah, they're talking about the I am. I am what? You are nothing without God. And you can do nothing without God. So the I am is a great I am, and that is God. There's none besides him. You can do nothing apart from him. You can move. You would have your being without him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Go to 2 Peter 3:13. So all that time that you be using, spending on Facebook and all this Instagram and stuff, take your Bible, take these verses, and let it soak in you. Like all that stuff that's soaking in you from other people, I tell you, Lord have mercy, it's like porn, open porn for your children. Y'all give y'all children cell phones. They can see in it everything. That's why I had to go in, have them to go in and destroy. Even the babies, everything had to go, you know, because they were so corrupt. And we're right back here today. These little kids, you look at them, I mean, they twisting and doing everything that the adults doing. They dressing them like adults. And then you want to know why these men go out here and rape your child and stuff, which it don't make it right, but you making them look like, you know, you putting them out there and perverting them. Oh, my God, they're babies. They should look like a baby. They should look like cute little girls and little boys. Dress them up like they're supposed to be dressed. The Bible said modest, not just for the adult. Everything, you're supposed to be setting example for your children. But I'm telling you, T.D. Jakes said, woman, thou art loose, and Lord knows you see everything is loose now. Everything. People, breath out, blood out, everything is out. Woman, thou art loose. He told y'all, get ready, get ready, get ready. You didn't know what you were getting ready for, though, right? See, that's why the Bible said watch and pray. See, because the purpose for even having gate guards at the base is to be on watch for the enemy. And the Bible had already told us to watch, pray, stay alert. Watch, pray, stay alert. A lot of people were not watching, not praying, not staying alert. And the enemy came in and he deceived you. The Bible say in Jude, he said he crept in unaware. Oh, they crept in unaware, making you think they were one thing, they another. Oh, yeah. Now you see the real them. Now where they was preaching truth, now they're motivational speakers and they saying what the Bible is not saying. Now they're saying there's many ways to God, or oh, just heaven here on earth, or oh, stick with the donkeys, as he said. When he was saying stick with the donkeys, he's talking to people that read the King James Version. Tell me, y'all stick with the donkeys and not be with the NIV. That's the international version, y'all. That's the Bible for everybody. You can, I mean, and with the Pope, most of all these black people and preachers now, you don't see it in the white ministries. If you look on the online, you don't see a whole lot of those white people with all that garb on like the Pope. You just see the black folks. What's wrong with that? Something wrong with that. They the only ones putting on these Dagon outfits, the fish hat, the Dagon. Dragon, that's what it is. Come on. The long robes and even when we grew up and you would see these stories on, you know, about Jesus, the story and stuff, you always saw the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all that. They were the ones who always had the hat, the mitre hat and the cane. They were the ones that was against God. I mean, come on, y'all. It's been right there in your face all the time. And the pharaohs with the snake around the head, and now you see the so-called saints and preachers and stuff. That oh my God, the devil has deceived you. You got all these pharaohs now, all these pharaoh preachers. Everybody lifting them up just like Pharaoh, looking to Pharaoh, fanning them and giving them all their money. We need to get back to the Word of God and see what God's Word said and see where we got off track here. We're worshiping men now. We're not worshiping God. We're worshiping men. They talking to you like they talking to their children, telling them, you know, they talking to their children like they talking to their children. Yes. They talking to you like they talking to their child, telling you, I told you. I just heard Brian Carr say the other day, what was he saying? Something about y'all supposed to do what I tell y'all to do. I told y'all the beginning of 2023, y'all need to give more money. And, you know, talking about his flight and how much he paid for his flight and saying y'all ain't. Hey, he going to stop praying for you and stop interceding for you. Who is not a gatekeeper. The Bible says, you know, in Isaiah, it talks about these people, dumb dogs, never getting enough. Oh, my God. They ain't telling you the truth. You know? Oh, my God. We're living in these last evil days. Y'all better wake up. These are false prophets, false teachers. False preachers, to everything there's real, there's some fake. We got a many fake, false preachers, and people have walked away from truth. They're no longer living by the Word of God. You just living loose life. Young people having babies left and right, ain't married, ain't saved, and you know, oh my God. We're living in a sad time, a praying time. Lord, help the church. Lord, help this sin sick nation. The Word of God said, nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. I'm just trying to pour out my heart today. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor. But I love God. I've been running for Jesus a long time. I ain't got tired yet. I'm going to keep on praying, keep on trusting God, keep on looking to him. Now we're going to Genesis 1 and 26. I thought I was about to run out of time here. Genesis 1 and 26. Yes, Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Genesis 1 and verse 6.
And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
Read that again. Slow.
And God said, let us make man in our image.
Okay. He said, let us make man in our image. He didn't say that man was God in the likeness now. You're not God. It's only one true and living God, y'all. Don't make these men out your God with the little G, for there are many little G God. I heard Kenneth Copeland talking about, I am God. Wake up. Wake up. Have you made a heaven? Have you made an earth? Have you made the sky and the trees and the moon and the sun? Can you do all that, God, with a little G? Can you do that? No man can do that. So for y'all to say that y'all are God and I am Jesus, like Brother Mike said, I am Jesus. Oh, my God, to say that. Oh, it just disturbs me that you can even put that in your vocabulary to even say that you are Jesus. No, it's only one Jesus from Nazareth. Only one. No one can take his place. No one has the power that God has. Can you make the fishes in the sea? Matter of fact, can you make the sea? Oh, my God, he can part the water, and he can bring it back together. What an awesome God. Can you do that? Think about who you putting before you to be your God, y'all. The spirit of deception is great in the earth. The Antichrist spirit is among us. Against God. People are against God. They're against the truth. They're against the saints that are trying to preach the gospel. They're against you. They say, oh, don't judge. What? Don't judge. You judge every day of our life. We all judge. You better judge. How you going to know right from wrong if you don't judge? How you going to know good from evil if you don't judge? You've got to judge. Judge what's being said to you and who's saying it to you. Weigh it out. Examine it. See if it be true. That's what the Berean Christians did. They sought out to see whether it was true or not, what was being said to them. People are not examining what's being said to you and who's saying it to you. A lot of y'all eat from dirty spoons and don't know it. Filthy spoons. It's dirty. You think you eating out a clean spoon from somebody that's clean and they dirty. Their lives are dirty. You know? They doing in and everything in the dark. But it's coming to the light. God is revealing it. He's letting you see it. And some things we're seeing, and we're acting like we don't see it. We're ignoring it. The handwriting is on the wall. It's on the wall for you to see. The handwriting ain't just there. It's for you to see. Now we're going to John 1:1-3. We're almost there, y'all. I guess you go back. I pray that I'm helping somebody. I don't want my living to be in vain. Don't want my running to be in vain. Don't want to waste your time. But see, all the time belongs to God, so I made a vow to God. It's not my time. It's his time. Whatever he say, do, that's what I'm supposed to do. Genesis 1-3. I mean, John. This one's talking about John. I'm sorry. Yeah, John. We want y'all to know who God is. Please don't make these men after God. Come on, get your focus back.
Come on, read your word.
The Bible said, give us our daily bread. You eat physically every day. to sustain your body. And you should do the same thing for the word of God to sustain you spiritually, to make you sharp, to keep your eyes alert by watching and praying who's around you and what they're saying. You know, observe who they are and what they're saying to you. There's a lot of Jezebel spirits out here. It's manipulation and domination. And a Jezebel spirit can be on a man or a woman. Anything just trying to change you, you know, and take over you, you know, is a Jezebel spirit. The Bible talks about it. Probably next week, I don't know, whatever the Lord says, we may talk about Jezebel. Ready?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen. I'm not finished. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word is not whatever these men are trying to, you know, psych your mind up. The Bible says in Galatians, it says, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Who have come in, is, in other words, who are talking to you to change your belief system from what God's word is saying? Who? Who is the devil using this close to you to try to destroy you? That's what the devil comes to do, to destroy you. I always used to tell my kids, and I said over and over, if you watch your friends, you don't have to worry about the enemy. Who is it that the devil is using to try to destroy you? Trying to take you out. The devil do not love you. The Bible said right here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Finish reading.
The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Can't get no clearer than that. The Bible says all things that were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Oh, yes. And it says, in the next verse, it says, and in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness. Now, we're supposed to be shining, y'all. We're supposed to be the light that's in this darkness that's covering all around about us. We're supposed to be the light. I want to be a light. I want to be a light in my community. I want to be a light in my home. I want to be a light. You should want to be a light everywhere you go. A light in the workplace when they try to make you do things, suggest things that, you know, that's not right for you to do. You need to think about what you think about and what should be what Christ says before we do it. Ain't nobody and nothing worth your soul. No sister, no brother, no mother, no father, nobody, no friends. Nobody's worth your soul. It said we're supposed to be a light in the midst of darkness. And it said, and the light shineth in darkness. Like I said, I want to shine. I know people may look and say, there's something different about her. I pray that they do. Yes, I want to be a light in this dark world. With all the darkness and all the things that's going on around about us, you know, it's so much stuff that we could talk about that's going on around about us. It's so much. But even in the midst of everything going on around about us, this darkness, God is keeping us. And we thank him on today. I thank him for keeping my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, relatives, friends, and even my enemies. I plead the blood of Jesus. I thank God because I pray that, you know, they'll give their life to Christ. And when you give your life to Christ, you'll love everybody. So I won't be your enemy. But anyway, as it may be now, I may be. But that's okay. I'll just keep praying for you and believing God for you that God will save your soul before time is too late. Because I want to be a light in the midst of darkness. It said, a light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. You know, some people around you, they just can't get it. They just can't get it. Comprehend the light not.
I mean, even when you turn a light on in a dark room, when you cut the light on, darkness leaves. It's the same thing. When you walk in a room, you know, you should be the light, you know, when you come to the room, that darkness cease, you know? So we're almost to the end. I'm going to Jeremiah 32 and 17, and we're going to close right there. I pray, like I said, I pray that you'll go back and God will minister to your heart. There's so much going on around about us, y'all. We're running out of time. Jesus soon to come. You don't know, never know from one day or one minute to the next how long you have here, you know, but God is tugging at your heart right now. He's sending forth his word right now, you know, for you to yield your will to him and say, not my will, God, but your will be done in my life before time runs out. And time is going to run out for all of us, you know. As I said, you know, they're getting ready for the mark of the beast is on the scene. And, you know, inflation and all this stuff is a part of it. The climate control and depopulating. The devil wants to depopulate you. He wants to kill you. That's what depopulation is, to destroy you, to get rid of you. You know, but we know if God be for us, who can be against us? When we give our life to him, if God be for you, who can be against you on today? I'm going to read this last one, and we're going to close. Jeremiah 32 and 17.
Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee.
So today, like I said, if the devil's talking to you and telling you, you know, that all hope is gone and there's no way I can make it and no more, no way I can take this. Read it one more time, dear. Jeremiah 32 and 17. We're going to read this last one together, y'all. Let's read it together. Jeremiah 32. I hope you got your Bible. Where am I? 32. I ain't got there yet. Wait a minute. 32 and 17. Okay. Oh, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth
by thy great power and stretch out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee.
Oh, ain't that good to know that there is nothing too hard for God? You might say that, well, I got this wayward child and seem like, oh, my God, I just can't take it. Hold on. A change is coming. Hold on. It's going to be all right. We just thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray, God, for salvation and deliverance. For someone on today, oh God, that don't know you and a part of their sin, God, that they will repent and turn away, oh God, before time is too late. We pray for the sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. God, we pray for those that are dealing with sickness in their bodies on today. We know that you are the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee. God, we pray for those that are struggling and battling different things going on around about them. God, we pray that you would deal with them. And, oh, God, that they will cry out to you, what must I do to be saved, God? Change me, save me, deliver me, keep me. He's able to do all those things, and we just thank him on today. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the glory belongs to you. We pray for little Amelia on today, oh, God. We pray that you would touch her body and heal her little body. Oh, God, we pray for all those. We pray for Miss Janet on today. Pray for her body. We just pray. We have a prayer list, oh God, with all the names, God, and even the ones that we don't have. We pray for them on today, God, that you would minister to them in a special way. I pray for my neighbor that has COVID. We plead the blood of Jesus over Monique. We plead the blood of Jesus from the top of her head to the soles of her feet that you will heal her body. We just pray, oh God, for our communities. We pray, oh God, for everyone. Oh, God, is dealing with anything that's not like you. We plead the blood of Jesus on today.
And we give your name the glory and honor and the praise in Jesus' name. And the devil defeated, God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord.
God bless you.